Some of the trends we were detecting are quite worrying, where, as you said, Catherine, there's an awful lot of less traffic on the roads, but we're still detecting a steady amount of particularly drug driving and drink driving. And we will be, the roads policing officers this weekend, they will be involved solely and utterly in the enforcement of road traffic legislation, because we want to make sure that people get the message that even though we are engaged in the COVID-19 operation, we are also engaging in stopping people dying on our roads. And thankfully this year we are one death less, which is very, very good. But the trends we're seeing at the checkpoints, that what we have is that there are still people willing to engage in drink driving and drug driving. Drug driving is substantially up on last year.
And is that, do you think, a case, the fact that there are more checkpoints?
Well, that's the worrying thing about this, Catherine, is there are so many checkpoints all around the place, and we're advertising these checkpoints, and we're putting photographs up on social media. We're putting out so much information regarding these checkpoints, and still people are willing to take the chance. Two mornings ago on Letterkenny, 9:30 in the morning, we had a drug driving detection. That is something that it is a worrying trend, and it is because of that the roads policing unit in Letterkenny district, they will be engaged solely and utterly in roads policing and road traffic enforcement this weekend. And we just want to appeal to drivers just to slow down. The roads are a lot emptier. We're seeing people driving faster because the roads are emptier. To slow down, stick to the speed limits, and just keep themselves safe over this weekend.